cruise. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another example of the split in the Democratic Party, which has got to be repaired, because the Republican Party is also terribly split. You have the QAnon Trump cult, and you have the business types, but the business types will sell their soul to the devil, and they will co-opt the QAnon Trump type just to get into power. So let's be blunt about that. Let's be very blunt about that. But the Democratic Party, the split, is one that is ideological and is not showing signs of repair, and it's got to be repaired. Give you an example. There was a funding bill passed by the House to provide funds for the continued operation of the government. It's running into difficulties with Moscow Mitch over the debt limit, but everybody agrees that money is needed. You have to vote budget. You have to vote to budget money to run the government. And this bill had a $1 billion allocation to replenish the Iron Dome in Israel. Iron Dome is a defense mechanism provided by the United States that intercepts incoming missiles. And it worked in the last fighting over there. 4,000 missiles, roughly, were launched from Gaza and from Lebanon under Hezbollah against Israel. And virtually all of them were intercepted. Not all of them were. Some got through. Some sadly killed people, and then very sadly, people were killed in retaliatory strikes by Israel. But there's word now that Iran, consumed with hatred for Israel and the United States and Western civilization, is working on guided missiles. In other words, guidance systems. These are not just arson balloons or just unguided things. And if that happens, that changes the equation. In any event, Iron Dome has to be replaced. If it weren't, you just have these things raining down on cities, a war crime, then there would be much more massive retaliation. You can't have it. AOC, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib told Nancy Pelosi that they would not vote for the funding increase. The whole bill, they'd screw it. We only have something like an eight vote majority, but not all of them vote. If those three didn't vote for it, it would have gone down. They were willing to sink the entire funding bill if the $1 billion for Iron Dome weren't taken out. So Nancy Pelosi took it out so that it could pass. And then very wisely, she put in a standalone bill to fund Iron Dome, which was going to have broad bipartisan support for $1 billion, and they submitted that. Eight people in the Democratic Party voted against that, and one Republican. The one Republican is a piece of work from Kentucky who doesn't like any foreign aid. He goes, foreigners, we don't need it. We should just retrench to our shores. He's really bad news. Only in Kentucky could this guy be elected. The eight Democrats included Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, Andre Carson, Cori Bush, and others. They voted against Iron Dome, and Rashida Tlaib got up and just gave simply a racist speech that Israel was evil, it was an apartheid state, and all this, and then was blasted by a Democratic congressman. At the very end, AOC switched her vote and voted present instead of against the Iron Dome. And then she burst into tears. And they all came over and hugged her. And she was sobbing. This is a true story. And she wanted to vote against the Iron Dome expenditure, leave Israel vulnerable. But she's thinking of running for the Senate against Chuck Schumer in a primary the next year. And politically, she has to betray her instinct to injure Israel, along with the rest of the squad. We got to stop this, guys, okay? Let me be very, very blunt. This is the Democratic Party. Harry Truman recognized the State of Israel immediately in 1948 when it came into existence. It was the first head of state to do so. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan in 1968 because he had voted to provide 25 airplanes to the Israeli Air Force. I'm very tired of all this, and word to the squad, you may be doing some good work on some social issues and funding, and we can talk about that. But the deep-seated anti-Semitism of some of the squad has no place in the Democratic Party. It has no place in Congress. It has no place in the United States. And they all support the BDS movement. The BDS movement stands for Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Israel, only Israel. Nobody has a BDS movement against Saudi Arabia for outlawing Christianity, executing people who aren't their religion. Nobody has a BDS movement against Pakistan. Nobody has a BDS movement against China for what they're doing to the Uyghurs. Nobody has a BDS movement against Russia, against North Korea. They don't have a BDS movement against any country in Africa that murders Christians. I'm very tired of this, very, very tired of it. And a lot of people are very, very tired of this. So the word is we have the split in the Democratic Party. This is not going to be tolerated by the overall Democratic Party. These people run as Democrats. We permit them to run as Democrats, but their party is the Working Families Party. Now, when I first heard the term Working Families Party, it's a very, very pleasing term, Working Families Party. It does occur to me that every family is a working family. There's no family out there that isn't working at something. Okay. But it turns out that when the Working Families Party endorses someone, the executive board gets 50% of the votes. There's about 55 people in the executive board. The Working Families Party endorsed Elizabeth Warren over Bernie Sanders in the last presidential primary. Bernie Sanders, if you polled the Working Families members, was more than 2-1 ahead of Elizabeth Warren. But because the executive board cast 50% of the votes, it only required just a couple of votes out of the many thousands of the others. When you see an endorsement by the Working Families Party, it's effectively an endorsement by their executive board. And most people don't know who their executive board are. So I will simply say this as a Democrat, as a lifelong Democrat and a former party chairman. We tolerate all points of view. We welcome diverse people into the party and into the leadership. But what we don't welcome and will not tolerate are these kinds of anti-Semitic attacks on Israel or on anybody in this country. Okay, we will now go on. Havana syndrome. Havana syndrome. What is Havana syndrome? Started in Havana, some foreign operative, and I know who, their leader's first name or their leader's last name has five letters in it. It begins with P and he speaks Russian, okay? Putin. They use directed pulsed radio frequency energy and they brain damage our CIA people and some of our diplomats. More than 200 of them have been injured. Some of them have had to retire. You cause monstrous headaches, disorientation, and it leaves lasting effects. This happened in Havana. We just removed our station chief of the CIA in Vienna because he wasn't taking it seriously enough and providing the information we needed in Vienna. It's happened in Asia, happened throughout Europe, it's happened throughout the world. 200 people have gotten hit by this. The Biden administration, this started under the Trump administration. And because Trump was submissive to Putin, servile to Putin, he didn't do anything about it. Biden initially, I think, made a mistake. He put a woman named Pamela Spratlin in to coordinate response. Have you ever heard of Pamela Spratlin? I had never heard of Pamela Spratlin for good reason. She's no good. She was retired, apparently a very lazy individual. So she comes on, doesn't do anything. You know, I don't know, Biden thinks he's woke or something, grabbing somebody named Pamela Spratlin out of retirement. She's now leaving after 6 months. She says her work is done. Her work is done. She hasn't done any work, so it's definitely done. Now, apparently, they put somebody in charge from the CIA to get to the bottom of this. I can't believe that our country can't figure out, with some physicists and some CIA operatives, where this radio frequency energy, this directed pulse radio frequency energy, is coming from, who has the capability to do it. We know the locations. We know how far away enemy stations are, the Russian embassy and so on. And then what do we do? What do we do? Vladimir Putin just attempted to assassinate in outside of Kiev, not in eastern Ukraine, western Ukraine, outside of Kiev, the top aide to Volodymyr Zelensky, the president. They're stepping up attacks on Ukraine. He's stepping up attacks on our CIA. One thing that is long overdue is to cut them out of SWIFT. SWIFT is the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. The minute we invoke that, which we can do, every check in Russia will bounce. Paychecks will bounce. They have started a thing called SPFS. It's a Russian SWIFT equivalent. It's no good. It's incompetent like the rest of their country. And we got to go one step farther. They have hacked into our infrastructure, our energy. We can shut down their oil pipelines this afternoon. This afternoon, we can shut them down. All they exist on is natural gas and oil, a lot of it coming from Siberia. Stop attacking Ukraine. Stop trying to assassinate people. Stop attacking our CIA people, or this is what's going to happen. Our objective should be have the rabble in the street drag Putin out and hang him. Have them do it, not us. But we have got to, and I'm not suggesting Biden talk the way I do. He's not on the radio. I get it. We have got to be a lot more aggressive with the Ruskies. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Take your-